This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is rare indeed when something, anything, happens in this economy that there is only a single reason. Companies invest, consumers spend, commodities rise or fall for a zillion different reasons. But it can be instructive, we here believe, to dig a little bit into the whys of this economy, and the commodity of choice for us today to do that is the U.S. dollar. It's hovering right around a two-month high right now, which is, well, it's curious because this has otherwise been a tough year for the greenback. Until this recent rally, it had been falling basically since January. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going.
The big reason why the dollar's value has been rising recently compared to other countries' currencies has less to do with the dollar itself and more to do with what's going on with those other countries.
This year has been a turbulent year for other regions.
That's Juan Perez, director of trading at Monex USA. He says things have been especially turbulent lately in Japan and France, where there's a whole lot of political turmoil over government spending. As a result,
ultimately, the dollar is experiencing strengthening and advancement because both in Europe and in Japan, the political lack of steadiness is actually affecting more the respective currencies.
But some of the dollar's recent strengthening also has to do with what's going on here in the U.S., says Jeffrey Roach, chief economist at LPL Financial.
As the Fed is easing up on rates and the economy seems to be holding up on some of the headwinds, we actually might see the domestic economy recover and actually pick up the pace of growth.
And Roach says that hope, combined with lower interest rates, has helped to stop the dollar from falling further.
I think we've identified a floor, and that's certainly providing some stability now for those tracking dollar performance.
But the factors that were pushing the dollar lower earlier in the year haven't exactly gone away. Those include the president's hostility to foreign trade, the attacks on Federal Reserve independence, and the likelihood that inflation will pick up again. Kenneth Kemp, senior economist at KPMG, says there are plenty of signs that investors are still nervous about the dollar because many have been piling money into alternative assets.
For example, going to precious metals, gold and silver, which have hit new highs, as well as Bitcoin.
Kim says the big concern is what happens if higher inflation slows down economic growth.
Foreign investors might want to look elsewhere to park or invest their money if U.S. economic growth is slowing down.
And that would cause the dollar's value to fall further. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.